Aroha mai e te whānau, hoho, he kai kōrero anō tā tātou i tēnei wā, mō tēnei aiahi nei, nō reira, waru miniti tai atu ki te mutunga o tō tātou hōtaka, nō reira me tāuri ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā, ki te pōri aia, nō reira, tēnā koe Matthew.
Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora, kia ora. So again, just before we get right into it, could you just give us our listeners a bit of a reminder about who you are and where you're from?
So I'm the Executive Director of the New Zealand Māori Council. So we've been around for a very long time, as many of your listeners will be aware. There are 16 districts of the Māori Council. We've got about nearly 1,000 Māori who are elected in there from the old tribal committees, which are now Māori committees that mainly hang out around marae right across the country. And our role is to advocate on behalf of Māori when it comes to Māori affairs. So we don't speak for all Māori, but it's definitely about the kaupapa that most keeps them awake at night. You know, everything from housing affordability, unemployment, children in state care, what's going wrong with the system. And so that's what we do.
Awesome, yes. And I see that you are pretty active on a whole lot of kaupapa all the time, from here to Australia, regarding not just Māori, but Indigenous people as well. But one kaupapa today that we were hoping to catch up with you about yesterday was the call for the Human Rights Commission to investigate the Hobson Pledge. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about that?
Wow, hot off the press about 10 minutes ago, I got confirmation from the Human Rights Commission that they have received the complaint. So that's the good news. the Hobson's Pledge and Don Brash are an organisation that have been around for a few years now. Don Brash, of course, a former National Party leader, failed in his endeavour to seek the Prime Ministership, couldn't lead the National Party to an election win if he helped himself. And so what he's decided to do is bandy together with a few of his little mates there, and if it was up to them, they would drive us all back to the Stone Age. And what they do is they come up with this concept called One New Zealand. Well, yeah, it's One New Zealand as it applies to them. And when you have a look at their website, Hobson's Pledge, everything is about Māori. They hammer us on everything, about Māori wards and Māori local government, around whānau water, around water, around marae, everything they hammer us on, and they've done so for years. And to be honest, I think a lot of people have let them get away with it. And what I've said to everybody is that when they hammer us, when they have a go at us for what our intrinsic treaty of Waitangi rights as a partner with the Crown under the treaty, then they create this hate speech, this operating environment through which these New Zealanders, if you want to call them that, then creep out of the caves and the nooks and crannies that they inhabit, and then they start heaping hate on Māori people, and not just Māori, but people of colour, Muslims, people from other countries who don't look and talk the way that these fellows do. So the Māori Council has had enough. We have said they've got to be held to account. They've got to be held to account for preaching hate, for inciting others to send, for example, 72 emails that we've received at the Māori Council in the last 24 hours. One of them calling me a black dog, you know.
Wow.
That wasn't the worst of it. The worst of it was I never thought I would hear the N-word spoken to any person of colour in New Zealand in at least my lifetime. There were threats against my person. Somebody else decided they'd call me a fat, middle-aged, overweight Maori. What would I know? To which I responded, well, you're right. I am overweight. I am middle-aged and a Maori. I hate to state the obvious.
Yeah.
So we've got this situation where they've been out there, they're inciting this operating environment to preach hate, and we've said, we've had it. Enough's enough. And if no one else wants to call it out, the Māori Council will. That's our role. And so we've invited legal action from them. I understand Mr. Brash is seeking legal advice, to which I've said to all listeners on another network across the country today, bring it on, son, bring it on.
In regards to that response that you're talking about, hot off the press, does it simply acknowledge that the complaint has been received, or have they also responded with saying what the next actions will be that they'll take?
So it'll be the next. So we've already received the original complaint. So that came just over about 36 hours ago. This one is advising about what the next steps will be, and one of their officers will be in touch, as I actually asked them to, as part of the complaint, because it's not about one single thing they've said. I've said to the Human Rights Commission, it's actually about the whole thing. It's about all of the different things that's on their website now. If on their website, for example, they were trying to target all groups of ethnicities and background, well, okay, I kind of understand that a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. But specifically, their entire being, their entire kōrero is all about one ethnic group and its Māori. And so I've said to the Human Rights Commission, I want all of their content, I want all of their policies investigated. And the other thing I've also said to Hobson's Pledge, and interestingly, they fronted up a Māori lady from Ngāpuhi on another network today, to which I said, well, you know, how many? She said to me, oh, you know, there are more Māori than me just involved with Hobson's Pledge. And I said, who? How many? How many of you are there? And she couldn't even come up with a number two. You know, it's her. That's it. Well, you know what? It's a shame that one Māori thinks about all of us like that. But one Māori does not speak for a group of old, tired, has-been Pākehā, grey-haired, some of them with no hair at all, men who would mostly be telling us how to live our lives. So, yeah, there we go. That's what's happened.
Oh, well, man, I could keep talking about this for a while, but we're actually just about to the end of the show, and I'd really like to thank you again, Matthew, for taking the time to join us and give us their kōrero. I also was thinking, man, I wouldn't mind getting a little kōrero on the census and other things that you're addressing at the moment, but maybe we can set apart a little bit of time for that next week if you're available. But thank
always
you again for that, Matthew.
I apologize, I couldn't join you yesterday, brother.
Oh, cool. Much appreciated that we could fit in some time to at least have the kōrero that we have today and highlight the importance of what's the Māori Council doing, following up issues like this on behalf of Māori. And as you said, not everybody might appreciate it like some of us do, but thank you again, and all the best for the rest of your day.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ai, ka kite. Ngā mihi. Ai, ko te reo tērā Matthew Tukaki, tētahi o ngā mema, ko te Executive Director mō te Kaunihera Māori o Aotearoa, i runga i tērā kaupapa o ngā mahi kaikiri o te Hobson's Pledge. Rātou mā ko Don Brash, hoi nora e te whānau, kua tata tai atu ki te mutunga o ta tātou hōtaka. Nō reira, nei rā, timihi atu, kia koutou katoa e hakorungo mai nei ki tō tātou hōtaka. O te reo, irirangi Māori o te hiko o te ika, ka nui aku mihi, aku kōrero mō te wiki nei, mauri ora kia koutou.